Joining us now in our studios is Dundas City Administrator Janelle Tappan. Janelle, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You know, just going over the agenda from last night's meeting, yeah, not a whole lot going on. What do we talk about? You had just like one item on the whole regular agenda anyway.
Right. At the regular city council meeting, it lasted about 16 minutes, the whole meeting did.
And how do you guys do that?
Efficiency. Work smarter, not harder.
There you go. All right. But one, and that was, was it an appointment that you had?
Yes.
Okay.
We had a resident who had applied to be on the Park and Recreation Advisory Board, and that was the one item on the council's regular agenda last night, was to appoint that individual to a term on the Park and Rec Advisory Board. So that's great. We have a couple more vacancies available, and you know, anybody that's interested in serving a term, please give us a call. Fill out an application, and the council will consider it.
Now, I'm thinking of, okay, Dundas, you have Memorial Park. You have the dog park right there. Do you have another park?
Oh, yeah.
How many parks
Come
do you
on,
have?
Jeff.
I don't get around out there. You know, I kind of go through the main stops, and that's about it.
Right. We have a couple neighborhood parks, mm-hmm. one up at Pinnacle, up in Bridgewater Heights.
Okay.
It's called Pinnacle Park. And then we have Millstone Park up mm-hmm. in the Millstone Edition. And we have Mill Park that's on the opposite side of the river as Memorial Park. We have the dog park, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things the Park and Rec Board did at their last meeting was to review a draft survey that we're working on to send out to residents about development of Tower Park, which is up by the water tower in Bridgewater Heights, where the ice rink is,
mm-hmm.
the outdoor ice rink. And so, you know, that's currently undeveloped, and we'd just like to seek feedback from residents across the community about what amenities they'd like to see in the park system. So that, I expect, will come to the council for the final review or their initial review
mm-hmm.
At their first meeting in October, and then that'll be posted on our website.
All right. So Dundas residents can start thinking about what they would like to see in parks
within
the city.
Yep.
All right. Last time we talked to you, we talked a little bit about the EDA that you have been developing that. And has there been much action in the last month since we've talked with you last?
Yeah. So the EDA, their regular meeting time is at 6:30 p.m. on the fourth Monday of the month, just prior to the 7 o'clock city council meeting.
Okay.
And they have adopted and recommended a budget to the city council, and the city council then combined that in the proposed property tax levy for 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start, accumulating dollars to go to specific economic development activities over the course of time. And last night, the city council had an EDA meeting, and they considered a draft survey to businesses. We've got a list of businesses in Dundas that we'd like to, send the survey out to, make it available in writing or online, however, people want to access it. Just asking them, for some feedback in terms of, if they see expansion and growth in Dundas and how we might be able to assist or facilitate in that. And just start creating a dialogue with our local businesses.
All right. Good things. Local taxing authorities, school district, the towns and everything are putting in their preliminary levy proposals, and they need to have that information done, I think, by now. Has Dundas put in their preliminary tax levy? Do you have those numbers yet?
Yes. So at the first meeting in September, the city council considered the proposed 2022 mm-hmm. Levy. I wasn't here the following day to share that news with you, but I'm happy to do that now. So the council is looking at about a 12 12.5% property tax increase in 2022. Part of that is the EDA levy. Part of that is we are proposing to add a new public works position. 30% of that position is funded out of that general fund levy. The other 70% of it is funded out of enterprise funds, you know, the water, sewer, storm sewer funds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some various capital improvement projects for 2022.
All right. At some point, you're going to be discussing that and, I guess, getting a final number. Right now, the preliminary numbers, folks, they can go down, but they can't go up. We talked with Superintendent yep. Hillman about that a little while ago, so if you'd like to listen to that, he gave a very good explanation of how this whole thing works.
Yep.
So there's still time for the public to have some input.
Absolutely.
In that.
And the council will still have some work sessions over the course of the next couple of months until that first meeting in December, which happens on December 13th, when they consider that final levy. And our work sessions between now and December will focus not only on that general fund levy, but on our enterprise fund budgets, which again are water, sewer, storm sewer, garbage, things like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Janelle, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, my pleasure.
We certainly appreciate it. Thanks for the insight, and we'll see you again in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks, Jeff.
Janelle Teppin from the City of Dundas.